Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL.
Benjamin Mason Myers research across the Department of Public Policy and the Gilling School of Global Public Health is interdisciplinary. In this week's special edition of Focus Carolina, he talks about the role public policy plays in a global health crisis. Professor Meyer researches the different ways countries can respond to a national health crisis, from democracies like the United States to autocracies like China.
The Chinese example was originally seen as the most effective. The government locked down Wuhan for 10 straight weeks. No one left their homes at all before opening. And it was seen initially that this was the type of aggressive response that was necessary in order to defeat this disease. But recent examples have shown that transparent government institutions, that democracies have proven far more effective in containing the disease. And so in South Korea, in Taiwan, we see vast testing resources, testing people multiple times, developing a contact tracing system for anyone who has tested positive for this disease. Now, as we face this in the United States, we see a government that never took a clear threat seriously. Failed to accept the reality of a pandemic until it was too late. It's failed to prepare for increasing diagnostic testing, PPE, ventilators. It's not been transparent about the struggle ahead. And in the absence of a federal response, we've seen 50 different states develop 50 different state responses to this pandemic. And we're already beginning to see challenges as different states open up too soon. We are very much still in the early stages of the pandemic response. This coronavirus is rapidly spreading throughout the world. There's a great deal that governments can learn from each other in understanding the policy approaches that are most effective in preventing, detecting, and responding to this novel threat.
Professor Meyer's time at UNC has helped him understand how policies can fail through massive communication gaffes.
Public health is political. Public health has always been political, and the political decisions that are made determine whether millions of people live or die. And so it's important to specify where these authorities lie in advance so that they aren't being made in the heat of a pandemic. And in the context of an Ebola outbreak, all communications with the public were made through the Centers for Disease Control by the scientific advisors responsible for addressing these issues with the public. It was done by way of agency regulation and interagency agreement within the U.S. government, that within the entire federal government, the CDC would be the chief public communicator in that context. That being said, all of those interagency agreements can be overridden by the office of the White House. And so in this context, it became very clear very quickly that the career employees working in public health would be sidelined in favor of political actors. And the concern when a political actor is communicating with the public is that the political actor will put their own political fortunes ahead of the health of the public. And what we see across countries is that the public is most likely to comply with public health requirements, and that the pandemic is most successfully responded to when people have trust in the people who are speaking for the government. UNC is a remarkable place. It was the first American university to work with the World Health Organization. And when I came to UNC, joining this leading public university studying public health, I wanted to be both part of both the research environment in Chapel Hill, but also the engaged work in the research triangle. And so I'm teaching inspiring students. I'm taking on groundbreaking research with them. And I'm engaging with policymakers to advance global health, all from our little town in North Carolina. And none of this would have been possible without our Carolina students. They're coming together to use their knowledge to build a better world. And in these uncertain times, it's really the passionate scholarship of our Carolina students that gives me hope for the future.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on 97.9 The Hill on Demand, or visit thewell.unc.edu.